Welcome to Hope Talks, where we share inspiring stories of hope in Jesus Christ. Hope Talks is hosted by Pastor Margaret Michael and Grayson Willis. Join us for uplifting stories of triumph, faith, and the enduring power of Christ's love. Also, if you're in the listening area, tune in to 1470 AM or 102.1 FM WBTX to listen to Hope Talks every Sunday at noon.
Welcome to today's broadcast of Hope Talks. I'm Grayson Willis.
I'm Margaret Michael.
Thank you for tuning in today. And today we're joined by Pastor Walter Cruz and Pastor Chris Cruz. How are you all doing today?
I'm doing really good, yeah.
It's good to have you all here. We are excited. Today we're going to hear from Pastor Walter. And Pastor Chris, his son, is going to help translate. And so we're really excited to have you all here today. We've wanted to do this for a while. And so if you would like to just start out, maybe tell us a little bit about where you're from and how you grew up.
Soy de la zona sur de, la zona sur de Honduras.
I'm from the southern part of Honduras.
De un pequeño pueblo.
From a small village.
Crecí en el campo.
I grew in the fields.
Haciendo mucho deporte.
I played a lot of sports.
Pesca.
I fished a lot.
Trabajando en la tierra.
And just working the ground.
Did you have any siblings? Did you grow up going to church? What was it like growing up in South Honduras?
Sí, soy el segundo de cinco hermanos.
So I'm the second of five siblings.
Nunca fui a la iglesia a la edad de 13 años visité por primera vez una iglesia católica.
The first time I went to church, I went to a Catholic church when I was 13.
A esa edad me moví a la ciudad a estudiar porque en mi pueblo no había high school.
At that age, I moved from my village to the city for high school since there wasn't high school in the village.
No fue nada divertido porque no me gusta mucho la ciudad.
It wasn't a lot of fun because I really don't like the city.
How far was the city from your village?
4 horas y media de casa.
The city was about 4.5 hours from my village.
So you were maybe a farm boy? Did you have farms? Was it a fish farm?
De cultivo, sí.
So they did a lot of cultivating.
Yeah, a lot of cultivating too. I understand that.
Cultivaba maíz, sandía, melón.
We grew corn, watermelon.
Frijoles.
Beans.
Calabazas.
Pumpkins.
Very good. That's so interesting. I love this because I'm finding out things about you that I didn't know. We have some things in common, working in the fields, working in a garden. That's good. So you moved to the city. There wasn't any more gardens, right, or fields to work in. So you went to high school there. What was that like to go from the village into the city?
Sí, era muy diferente en ese aspecto.
Life in the city was really different.
No podía hacer nada. No podía ir de pesca. No podía.
I couldn't go fishing.
No podía tener animales que estaba acostumbrado a tener.
I couldn't have animals, and I was used to caring for animals.
Y pues estaba lejos de mis padres.
And I was really far from my parents.
So you're in high school. Did you go back home after high school to live in the village?
Visitaba mi casa para Navidad y para la Semana Santa.
So I would go home to visit my parents during Christmas and during Holy Week.
Okay.
Regresé nuevamente a mi pueblo.
And I returned to my village.
2 años después de la muerte de mi mamá.
2 years after the death of my mom.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm so sorry for that. I'm so sorry that you weren't able to be there, right? You were not there when she passed?
Fue algo bien peculiar la muerte de mi mamá.
My mom's death was peculiar.
Ella murió en un accidente.
She died in an accident.
Yo estaba en la ciudad estudiando.
So I was in the city studying.
Pero ese día había quedado de reunirme con mi mamá en otra ciudad.
But on that day, my mom was traveling to another city where we were going to meet up.
Mi mamá, mi hermanito tenía 2 meses.
My little brother was 2 months old.
Y mi mamá lo estaba llevando al pediatra.
And my mom was taking him to the doctors.
Y quedábamos de vernos con mi mamá en la oficina del pediatra.
So I was going to meet my mom at the doctor's office.
Y yo llegué a la hora.
And I got there on time to the doctor's office.
Pero mi mamá nunca llegó.
But my mom never arrived.
Alguien que yo no sé hasta el día de hoy quién es.
Someone who, to this day, I still don't know who it was.
Llegó donde yo estaba.
Arrived to where I was at.
Me tocó el hombro.
Touched my shoulder.
Y me dijo, ¿soy Walter?
And asked me, are you Walter?
Le dije, sí.
So I replied, yeah.
Y me dijo, tu mamá se acaba de matar en el camino.
And he told me, your mom just died on the way.
Mm. I can't imagine what that was like for a young man to find that out.
I was 15.
Wow. A young boy? A teenager? So did you continue school then for the next couple of years?
Con dos años más.
I continued 2 more years.
Porque mi papá.
Because my dad.
Ya era viudo segunda vez.
This was his second wife that passed away.
So okay.
Wow. Mi papá pues se dedicó a tomar mucho.
So my dad started drinking a lot.
Y mi hermano, pues, que tenía en ese tiempo, pues, tenía que año y medio, 2 años.
And so my little brother, at this point, was about a year, year and a half.
Pues se quedaba con mi otra hermana pequeña en casa.
Stayed with my other younger sister.
Y mi hermana mayor ya estaba casada.
And my older sister was married.
Entonces sentí la necesidad de regresar a casa.
So I felt the need to go back home.
Thanks for sharing that. Yeah. So you went back home. I can't imagine how that impacted you all with having her gone. And sounds like your dad may not have been totally present if there was addiction. So you ended up becoming a dad to younger kids.
Llegué y me encargué, me ocupé de todo lo de la casa.
So I arrived and immediately just took care of all the housework.
De la tierra a trabajar, ya mi papá pues ya no la trabajaba porque se dedicó pues a la bebida.
My dad stopped working the land because he was so dedicated to drinking, so I started cultivating from the land.
Y pues agarré la parte, voy a decir parte de la crianza de mi hermano.
And so I helped raise my brother.
Digo parte porque cuando él tenía 6 años me vine para acá.
And I say partly because when my brother was 6 years old, I left Honduras to come to the United States.
But you helped. You helped for a few years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pastor Walter, tell us about how you met. We've had your wife, Pastor Maritza, on here prior. We had her last year. So talk about how the first time you all met each other, how that happened.
En el tiempo que regresé de la ciudad.
So when I came back from the city.
La conocí.
I met her.
Yo estaba jugando soccer.
I was playing soccer.
Y ella cruzó por el campo.
And she crossed the field.
Y cuando yo la miré.
And when I saw her.
Yo era amigo de un primo hermano de ella.
I was friends with a close relative of hers.
Y él me dijo, es mi prima.
And he told me, that's my cousin.
Y yo le dije, ese mango yo me lo echo la bolsa.
And I said, that mango is mine.
You spoke prophecy, right? So how long was it before you came to the States? How long did you know her before you all came to the States?
La conocí en el... Bueno, la conocí cuando era pequeñita, cuando éramos pequeños.
So we knew each other when we were little kids.
Pero ella se fue del pueblo.
But she moved to another village.
Y pues me había olvidado de ella y yo me fui del pueblo también.
And I had forgotten about her and I also left the village.
Cuando yo regresé al pueblo,
when I came back,
ella ya había regresado.
Her family had returned already.
Entonces fue donde ya la conocí, fue en el 92.
So that was 1992.
En el 92 la conocí y pues desde que la conocí nuevamente le hablé.
So from that day that I met her, I started talking to her again.
Y pues le pedí que fuese mi novia.
And I asked her to be my girlfriend.
Y fuimos novios por un año.
And we dated for about a year.
Y después pues ya pues nos casamos.
And then we got married.
I will never look at her again without thinking about a mango.
La historia de nuestro matrimonio es, puede decir, de risa.
Yeah, there's a little bit of comedy to our love story.
Como éramos muy joven.
Because we were really young.
Mi esposa, ella tenía 15 años.
My wife, at that point, she was 15.
Y sus padres no iban a dejar que se casara.
And her parents weren't going to let her get married.
And, pues, yo me la llevé.
So I took her. I invited her and she came with me.
Y para que sus padres no me persiguieran si se daban cuenta.
And so they ran away together one night. And for her parents to not know.
Le puse un candado a la puerta por fuera de la casa.
I put a lock on the house on the outside of the front door.
Y pues ellos pasaron prácticamente todo el día encerrado en casa.
And so essentially they were locked inside their house all day.
Al día de hoy no sé cómo salieron de casa.
Till this day I don't know how they got out.
So you locked her parents in their own house. That is great. I never would have thought of that.
Y regresaste.
8 días después tuvimos que regresar a la casa de los padres de mi esposa.
But 8 days later, we had to return to the house.
Y mi suegro.
And my father-in-law, sat us in two chairs in the back of the house.
Y yo pasé mi silla para la puerta de la casa.
And I moved my chair to near the front door of the house.
Porque yo lo miraba que estaba muy enojado.
Because I saw that he was really mad.
Y arrodilló a mi esposa.
And my wife, she had a punishment.
Y le dijo, no estoy enojado.
And he, my father-in-law said to her, I'm not mad.
Porque te fuiste con él.
Because you ran away with him.
Estoy enojado.
I'm mad.
Porque me tuviste encerrado todo el día en casa.
Because I was locked in this house all day.
Al día de hoy no he tenido el valor de preguntarle a mi suegro cómo se salieron de la casa.
Till this day, I've not had the courage to ask my father-in-law how they got out of the house.
That is a good story. Yeah. That is a great story. I've never heard of anyone doing that before. People listening, don't take hints.
Yeah, don't get any ideas. Don't try this at home.
Don't.
That's right. Yeah, don't try this at home.
Yep.
It was a long road of reconciliation.
Pastor Chris, have you ever thought about locking him inside his house?
I might.
He's probably not going to say it. Yeah.
My grandparents' house at that point only had one door.
Mm.
Not fire safe, for sure. And so now there's most houses have multiple doors.
That's
and so
right. Yeah.
I'll have to ask my granddad.
Yeah, you
I'll,
ask.
I'll report back.
Report back to us. Inquiring minds want to know. Mm-hmm. So you all came to the States. Where did you come?
Nunca era mi plan de venir a Estados Unidos.
It wasn't my plan to come to the United States.
Okay.
Yo estaba en una transición para poder trabajar en un en unos cruceros.
I was in transition to be able to work on a cruise ship.
Pero perdí mi carta de trabajo.
But I lost my work letter.
Y tenía un amigo en Canadá.
And I had a friend in Canada.
Y él quería que yo me fuera a Canadá.
And he wanted me to come to Canada.
Pero en ese tiempo mi hermano el que me seguía a mí.
But during that time, my younger brother, who's the third in the family,
vino aquí,
he came to the States.
Y me llamó un día,
and he called me one day.
Y me dice, ¿tú quieres venirte?
And asked, do you want to come to the States?
Siento que estaba bien en Honduras.
I thought I was doing fine in Honduras.
Trabajaba en la pesca profesional.
I was a professional fisherman.
Hacía mucho dinero.
I made a lot of money.
Y pero pues quería hacer algunas construcciones.
But I wanted to do some construction on the property we had.
Y le dije a mi esposa, ¿sabes? Me voy a ir 3 años a Estados Unidos.
And so I told my wife, I think I'm going to go to the United States for 3 years.
Y de esa forma, pues me vine para acá.
And so, and through that process, I ended up in the United States.
Pero, cuando me vine, en ese momento que yo me vine, que estaba preparando mi viaje, me di cuenta que mi esposa estaba embarazada.
But as I was preparing for my trip, I learned that my wife was pregnant.
Y pues eso quiso detenerme.
And that gave me reason to stay.
Pero como ya tenía pues invertido mucho para mi viaje, entonces pues decidí venirme.
But because we already had invested the paperwork and the money into my trip, I decided to come.
So how was that having to leave your wife who's expecting behind it to come?
Fue uno de los tiempos más difíciles.
It's been one of the most challenging times of my life.
Y para no pensar mucho en eso,
and to not think about that a lot,
me dediqué a trabajar mucho.
I worked a lot.
Aquí en este país he hecho de todo.
Here in this country, I've done a lot.
Menos roba.
I've done everything except rob.
He repartido periódicos.
I've done newspapers.
He sido sepulturero.
I've helped do burials.
He recogido basura en la calle.
I've done trash pickup in the streets.
Y pues a lo que me dedico, a lo que siempre me dedicaba a la remodelación de casa.
And that's where I started dedicating myself to home remodeling.
Que es lo que pues eventualmente ahorita estoy haciendo.
And that's still what I'm doing till this day.
I was going to say, that started you on a track to be, like you work construction now, right? Yeah. So did you go back or did she come here?
Nunca he regresado a Honduras.
I've never been back to Honduras.
Really?
Ella, después de 3 años.
3 years later.
Le hice la oferta a ella que se viniera.
I asked her if she wanted to come to the United States.
Y le dije, okay, te vienes, trabajamos 2 años juntos y nos regresamos.
And the goal was, you can come to the States, we'll work for 2 more years, and then we'll go back to Honduras. Mm.
Y cuando ella se vino,
and when she came,
dejamos a nuestra hija con los abuelos.
We had to leave our daughter with her grandparents.
Tenía tres años.
She was 3 years old.
Tres años. Y ella se vino, pues, y después del tiempo que habíamos puesto que íbamos a regresar.
So we had decided to stay for 2 years, and after those 2 years had lapsed.
Salió embarazada de Chris.
She was pregnant again.
Y pues entonces ya pusimos si nos regresábamos o traíamos a la niña que teníamos en Honduras, que es Berta.
And so at that point we had to make the decision if we stayed in the States and brought our daughter over to the States, or if we picked up and headed back to Honduras.
Teníamos el dinero, pero teníamos dinero ahorrado para regresarnos.
We had money saved up to return to Honduras.
Porque sabíamos que traer a la niña nos iba a costar mucho dinero.
Because we knew having to bring our daughter to the States was going to be a really expensive process.
Y pues ella quería que yo tomara la decisión.
And my wife wanted me to take the decision.
Y yo le dije, no, vamos a tomar la decisión los dos, porque si algo le pasa a la niña en el camino, no quiero que tú me digas, sos el culpable, ni yo quiero decir, es tu culpa.
And then I said to my wife that I want this to be a decision we both make, because if something happens along the process, I don't want you to say I'm responsible or this is something we're going to do together.
Very smart.
Y ella pues estuvo de acuerdo.
And she agreed.
Y pues la trajimos.
And so we worked the process to figure out how to get her here.
Nosotros le dijimos que no importaba lo que él cobrara.
And we told her that the price didn't matter, that we would pay whatever it took.
Nosotros podíamos pagar lo que fuese porque no las trajera.
And so we just wanted our daughter with us.
Wow. So how did you end up becoming a Nazarene?
Era mi segunda iglesia cristiana que visitaba en Estados Unidos.
The Church of the Nazarene was the second church I visited in the United States.
Cuando llegué acá,
when I arrived to the States,
mi hermano era cristiano.
My brother is a Christian.
Y él me invitó a la iglesia.
And he invited me to church.
Pero no me gustó.
But I didn't like it.
Y pues estuvimos mucho tiempo viviendo en Springfield.
So we lived in Springfield, Virginia.
Y decidimos movernos a vivir a Woodbridge.
And we moved to Woodbridge.
Y en Woodbridge vivía una prima mía.
In Woodbridge, I had a cousin.
Cuando ella supo que estábamos en Woodbridge, nos visitó y nos invitó a la iglesia.
When she learned we were in Woodbridge, she visited us and invited us to church.
Y nos invitó a una, bueno, ellos le llaman célula, que es un grupo vida.
They invited us to, they call it a cell, which is pretty much like a small group that meets in a home.
Y fuimos, y
and so we went and we liked it.
Y cuando estábamos ahí, ella dice, te invito a la iglesia el domingo.
And while we were there, she said, hey, I invite you to church on Sunday.
Entonces yo le dije a ella, no puedo ir el domingo.
And I said, I can't be there on Sunday.
Porque le prometí a mis hijos que los iba a llevar a la playa.
Because I promised my kids we're going to the beach.
Y pero el próximo vamos.
But we'll be there the following Sunday.
Y fuimos el próximo domingo a la iglesia.
And it's true, the following Sunday we went to church.
Nos gustó porque regresamos el siguiente domingo.
We liked it because we returned the next Sunday.
Y fue cuando aceptamos.
And on that Sunday is when we accepted Christ.
Wow, that's amazing. Wow. Who was the pastor?
En ese tiempo el pastor era Ramón Mora.
At that time, the pastor's name was Ramón Mora.
Pero quien predicó ese día fue el pastor Rigoberto Acosta.
But on that day, the pastor who preached, his name is Rigoberto Acosta.
That is great. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So how long was it after accepting Christ? Because I know both you and Pastor Maritza are pastors. How much longer after you became a Christian did you feel the call to become a pastor?
Nunca quise ser pastor.
I never wanted to be a pastor.
Porque yo miraba la vida de mi pastor.
Because I saw the life of my pastor.
Que la gente era cruel con él.
That people were cruel and mean.
Y yo decía, nunca voy a ser un pastor.
And I said to myself, I will never be a pastor.
Pero había una inquietud en mí de querer aprender.
But I wanted to learn.
Y decidí ir al Instituto Teológico.
So I went to the District Training Center, the Biblical Institute.
Y ya tenía unas 7 clases.
I had done about 7 classes.
Y sentía, estaba sintiendo el llamado, pero estaba rechazándolo.
And I sensed God calling me, but I was rejecting it.
Pero cuando tomé la clase de santidad.
But then I took a class about holiness.
Entonces fue donde, ¿cómo podemos decir? Dios me...
but during that class, God confronted me and convicted me in a new way. Mm-hmm.
Y fue donde yo le dije, okay, Señor.
And that's where I said, okay, Lord.
Lo que tú quieras.
Whatever you want.
A donde quieras.
To where you want.
Y como quieras.
And however you want.
That's beautiful.
Eso fue, aceptamos el 2005, creo que como en el 2005, 2007, como en el 2008.
So we accepted Christ in 2005, and this calling conviction happened about 2008.
Okay. So you and Pastor Maritza have planted a church, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Tell us about that. Not this one, but the one before.
In Fredericksburg.
Contanos ese proceso.
La iglesia donde estábamos entró en un proceso. Hubo un cambio de pastor.
So the church we're at went through a pastoral transition.
Es algo similar lo que pasó acá.
Something similar that we just went through here.
Y nos quedamos sin pastor en la iglesia casi por un año.
And our church didn't have a pastor for about a year.
Y pues habíamos un grupo de líderes que éramos los que llevábamos la iglesia adelante.
And my wife and I were part of a key group of leaders that led the church during this time.
Pero los planes de la nueva iglesia ya estaba desde dos años antes.
By this point, for about 2 years now, the district had been praying about this new church plant.
Porque los hermanos en la iglesia de Gubris nos querían que mi esposa y a mí como pastores de la iglesia.
Because some of the leaders at this church, at the church we were serving at, wanted us as the pastors there.
Pero el distrito ya nos había asignado para abrir una nueva obra.
But we had already been called to open this new church.
Abrimos en Fredericksburg el 9 de octubre del 2011.
So we officially launched a church plant in Fredericksburg on October 9, 2011.
Pero es muy diferente a lo que pasó hoy. Porque en ese tiempo solo nos dieron un paquete de flyers.
And so the way for us to open this church plant, essentially we got a stack of flyers.
Nos llevaron a conocer el lugar.
They took us to the city.
Y nos dijeron, aquí es.
And they said, here's the work. Here's the place, yeah.
And so you handed out flyers and you had a place for people to come and meet?
Sí, había una pequeña iglesia nazareno.
There was a small Nazarene church there.
Que nos abrió las puertas.
That let us use their facility.
Y nos dijeron, todo lo que hay aquí, ustedes lo pueden usar.
And they told us, whatever is here, you can use it.
Porque nosotros no llevábamos nada.
Because we had nothing.
What church was that?
The Bridge.
It's called The Bridge.
Que un par de años después cerró y entonces pues nos movimos a Salem
Fields. A couple of years later, the bridge closed and we moved to Salem Fields.
Okay.
In Fredericksburg, yeah.
And how long were you all in Fredericksburg, the Salem Fields, before God called you to Harrisonburg?
Sí, fueron 11 años.
We were in Fredericksburg serving for about 11 years.
And then you came to Harrisonburg, and I know it was great to be close. Pastor Chris, I know that made him happy. And then there was another call that you answered, right?
El pastor Samuel Montañez nos habló de esta nueva obra hace como dos años antes de venir.
About 2 years before we came, we had a conversation with Pastor Sam about the vision that he had for Waynesboro.
Y de primero nosotros le dijimos que no.
And we told him, it's not us. That's not for us.
Y él dice, no, me permiten no quitar el dedo del renglón.
And he asked us for permission to not let that offer go just yet.
Y yo le dije, claro, no hay problema.
And we said, yeah, that's okay.
Y siempre que él tenía la oportunidad.
And every time he had the opportunity.
Nos hablaba de eso.
He would talk to us about that vision.
Y la realidad, nunca me había puesto a orar por eso.
And to tell the truth, I had never really prayed about it.
Porque sentía que no era el lugar.
Because I didn't think it was the space or the time for it.
Aún sabiendo que Fredericksburg no era el lugar donde íbamos a permanecer.
Even though we knew that Fredericksburg wasn't where we were always going to be serving.
Porque antes de irnos a Fredericksburg.
Because before we opened the plant in Fredericksburg.
Dios nos mostró un lugar que no es Fredericksburg.
God showed us a place that wasn't Fredericksburg.
Y pues nos pusimos a orar.
And so we prayed.
Y un día pues mi esposa es muy cerrada al cambio.
My wife doesn't like change very much.
Y pues mi pregunta a Dios era.
My question or request to God was,
trabaja en la vida de mi esposa,
when my wife is ready,
porque esa es la señal que yo voy a tomar de ti.
Also speak to my wife, because when my wife is ready, then I know that you are speaking to us.
Y un día mi esposa me dijo,
and one day my wife told me,
¿sabes qué?
You know what?
Estoy dispuesta a irme a donde sea.
I'm open to go wherever God calls us.
He said, okay, arregla tus maletas.
And I said, okay, let's pack up.
Nos vamos a Harrisonburg.
We're going to Harrisonburg.
Oh, that's a beautiful story. And now you all have opened a campus of the church here in Harrisonburg. You've opened a campus in Waynesboro, and a lot of people have been showing up, right? Mm-hmm.
So yeah. What do you want to share about that?
Estuvimos por un año trabajando en el área con la policía, con los bomberos.
As we prepared for the launch, we spent about a year there building community relationships with the police and the fire department.
Y empezamos a rentar los parques del área.
And we started to work with Parks and Rec.
Para hacer actividades al aire libre.
To do outdoor activities in the parks.
Y empezamos a hacer también actividades muchas para niños, muchas actividades para niños.
And we started doing a lot of activities to reach kids and families.
Y lo que vimos que en nuestras actividades no llegaban solo hispanos, sino que llegaban de todas las razas étnicas.
And although we're prepping for a primarily Spanish-speaking campus, we noticed that all speakers of different languages were coming to our events.
Recuerdo en una de nuestras actividades a una señora.
I remember at one of our activities, we had a lady come.
De aquí de ese país, sentada en una grada, es porque rentamos el parque donde están las piscinas.
We rented a park where they have some pools.
Y miré a la señora que estaba sentada en la grada solo mirando lo que nosotros hacíamos.
And there was a lady who was just sitting on the stairs watching what we were doing.
Y ella estaba tratando de leer un letrero que teníamos.
And she was trying to read a sign that we had.
Ella no hablaba español, solamente inglés.
She didn't speak Spanish, she only spoke English.
Y entonces yo me acerqué a ella.
So I approached her.
Y le dije... Está bien.
And I asked her if she was okay.
Y me dijo, ¿puedes traducirme lo que dice ahí?
And she said, can you tell me what that sign says?
Y el letrero decía, Dios te ama.
And the sign said, God loves you.
Wow. Entonces yo le dije a ella, God, he loves you. Entonces ella me quedó mirando y me dice, ¿tú crees?
And she looked at me and said, you really believe that?
¿Tú crees que Dios puede amar a alguien como yo?
She asked me, do you think God can love someone like me?
Entonces yo le dije, ¿por qué no?
And I said, why not?
Dios tiene los brazos extendidos para ti.
I told her that God has his arms stretched wide for you.
Y me dice, tú no sabes quién soy yo para que me hables así.
And she told me, you don't know who I am for you to tell me that.
Yo le dije, yo no, pero Dios sí.
And I said, I don't, but God does.
Y Dios te ama.
And God loves you.
Y empezó a llorar ella.
And she started crying.
Y le dije, no importa lo que tú hayas hecho.
And I told her, it doesn't matter what you've done.
Dios tiene una oportunidad para ti.
God has a new opportunity for you.
Y le pedí si me permitía orar por ella.
And I asked if she would let me pray for her.
Me dijo que sí.
And she said yes.
Llamé a dos hermanas del grupo para que fueran a orar conmigo por ella.
I called a few other people that were with us to come help me pray for her.
Y estuvimos orando por ella.
And we prayed for her.
Algo bien raro podemos decir. Ella se quedó todo el día sentada en esa grada solo mirando.
And she sat there all day while we were there, just watching and reading the sign.
No agarró, le ofrecimos comida, no agarró nada, le ofrecimos bebida.
We would offer her food and drinks and she wouldn't take any of it.
Solo estuvo todo el día ahí llorando.
She just sat there all day crying.
Y yo volví a ir nuevamente donde ella.
And later I went back to her again.
Y le dije, ¿puedo darte un abrazo?
And I said, can I give you a hug?
Me quedó mirando y me dice, ¿tú me vas a abrazar a mí?
And she said, you're going to hug me?
Y le dije, ¿por qué no puedo abrazarte?
And I said, why not?
Dios te está abrazando.
God's also hugging you.
Y me dice, espero no te arrepientas de abrazarme.
And she said, I hope you don't regret hugging me.
Y le dije, no.
And I said, absolutely not.
Dios te ama.
God loves you.
Y la abracé.
And I gave her a hug.
Y se puso a llorar, pero jamás la volvimos a ver.
And till this day, we haven't seen her again.
Hemos hecho nuevas actividades ahí.
We've done new activities.
Y no la hemos vuelto a ver.
And we haven't seen her again.
Wow. And that's why we show up, right? That's why we open campuses in other areas of our community so we can be present.
Right.
In more places. And every one of us and every person that's listening has the opportunity to show up like that in other people's lives. Right. And people have showed up like that in my life. And it's been powerful. That's why I'm sitting at this table today. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful testimony to what God has done and is doing in the life of Pastor Walter Cruz.
Yes.
As he walks alongside his wife, Pastor Maritza, at the Waynesboro campus and leading that campus. So thank you so much for what you're doing and for sharing your story today.
Pastor Walter, it's been great to have you. Anything in closing that we haven't asked you already or that you haven't shared that you would like to share?
Lo que puedo decir es que
one thing I can say is
no importa,
it doesn't matter
la vida que están llevando ahorita,
the life you're living today.
No importa lo que han hecho,
it doesn't matter what you've done
o que no hicieron,
or what you didn't do.
Dios está interesado en ellos.
God is interested in you.
Yes.
Y Dios tiene los brazos extendidos para cada uno.
And God's arms are stretched wide for you.
Solamente de reconocerlo.
You just have to recognize him.
Y decir, Señor, aquí estoy.
And say, God, here I
Te
am.
Necesito.
I need you.
Amen. Amen.
It's beautiful.
Pastor Chris and Pastor Walter, it's been great to have both of you today. Thank you for sharing.
Of course.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast of Hope Talks. We pray that as you've heard Pastor Walter Cruz's testimony today, that it truly has been a half hour of hope for your life. May God bless.
Hope Talks is sponsored by Church of the Nazarene in Harrisonburg in partnership with Sunshine Ministries. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review on Spotify or Apple Podcast. Your feedback helps us spread hope to even more listeners. Stay tuned for more uplifting stories in the next episode. Until then, keep the faith, share the love, and find joy in the hope that Jesus Christ brings.